Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are once again on a Saturday, 10 to 11 o'clock. It's a whole hour.
I know.
Keeping your money safe.
Do you remember when we were on for 2 hours many years
yes,
ago?
Yes, I do.
Oh, we had all the guests and stuff. That was nice, but boy, 2 hours was just hard to fill up with all the...
On a Saturday.
Oh.
You want it, you know, just keep it concise.
Yeah.
Light, bright, and tight, as I used to say in the radio days. Get the message out, then go look at the ocean, the mountains, or the cars.
Yeah.
You got to know where your money's going, how to keep it safe, but you got to have a little fun, too.
That's right. Got to have fun. Got to enjoy your life.
So that's what we do now.
That's right.
It's the hour of power. And then we go out to perhaps a car event. Are there some coming up that we should know about?
Yeah, we got stuff coming up. In fact, tonight, this is a new one I've been talking about all week. It's B&J Drive-In, 1323 LA Avenue in Ventura, and I believe it's in Satakoy. It used to be the second week was Camarillo Bowl, Harley's Bowl in Camarillo. Now they're not there anymore. They're going to be here. It's from 3 to 7. And if you can, bring some already put together Easter baskets. They're asking for those because they're going to get them to kids in the area that might not be able to get a basket, okay? They might not be as fortunate as other kids. And then tomorrow, Royal High School from 9 to 3, 1402 Royal Avenue. I went a couple years ago. It's a nice show. School does a nice job. And, of course, it benefits the PTA and the school. And, of course, for all you guys that want to cruise on down to Knott's Berry Farm tomorrow, you got the fabulous Fords, and there's going to be thousands of them down there. It's going to be somewhat warm, but not too bad. But I envy you if you go, because you can walk across the street and get the chicken dinner. I know you and Donnie did that for years, and that's one heck of a show, boy.
Everything about it is great. And they always have a couple of celebrities. Racers, you know, just people out there that have driven for Ford for years and just done things. And the displays, though, the real talk is to the garage wrencher that's there, and you can just chat about their cars, see what they have, and do that. There's the Bronco Corral. Bronco's very, very popular, obviously, in the Ford community, and they have what they call the Corral that they stick all the Broncos in. They've got all the F-150s from back in the day up.
Huge.
Roadsters and Mustangs.
Yeah, Mustangs, there's lots of Mustangs.
Do you still have Mustang?
I still have the 2012, yes, yeah. One thing I forgot was California car cover. It's coming up. Nope, that's May 11th. I'm sorry. That's May 11th.
So May 11th. So we can wait on that.
We can wait on that one. Santa Susana Car Show is going to be on April 27th from 9 to 1. They're going to be at the Junkyard Cafe. And this one always a good one here. This is the 25th Annual Rotary of Westlake. It's their classic and auto car show. It's going to be Sunday, April 28th from 10 to 4. If you want to go, give Harvey a call, 805-750-0345, and get out there. They're going to have all kinds of stuff, and the money that they're going to raise is going to help with a Borderline Bar and Grill, Canines for Warriors, Meals on Wheels. They do a big thing down there. And then, of course, the Big Daddy's coming up July 14th, the National Collector Car Appreciation Day. This is the 10th year. Every year, Congress sets aside a day to thank all the car people in the hobby and bringing business and millions of dollars into the industry. And so we're going to be doing ours local. It's going to be at Vista Ford. It's a Sunday from 11 to 4. If you want to sign up, go to vistaford.com and sign up on their site, because we can only take 250 cars, but we got two live bands, we've got pinup contest, we've got food trucks, and Mr. Softy's going to be there for the whole day. I love that ice cream.
especially on a nice warm day like that. It's perfect.
Yeah, it should
so
be.
So happy the cars are back.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We have a long car season here.
Yeah.
But with that 3 months or so, 4 months maybe,
yeah, it kinda
when
dies.
It's gone, you're like, what?
You know why?
Yeah.
It's too cold.
It's too cold.
It's
yeah,
too
it's
dark.
Too chilly.
You know what? Put a jacket on. The people in the Midwest would love to have a car show in October, December, November.
And we can have them here.
We can have them. And everybody whines, it's too cold.
Yeah,
that's
get
why they
out
make
there
jackets.
And do stuff.
That's why they make a jacket.
That's what I heard. the instructions I got on the jacket were, if it's cold, put
it on. Yes, put the jacket on.
It's a very simple word.
Or at night, it gets a little dark. You know, there's headlights or there's lights out there. It's not going to hurt you.
David Brenner, great comedian from Philadelphia. Funny, funny man. When he first came here to Southern California, he was working at the Comedy Store. He's a young comic. And he called a buddy. He said, hey, let's go to the movies. And the guy goes, it's raining.
It's raining.
And he goes, yeah, yeah, let's go to the movies. But it's raining.
Yeah.
I'm from Philadelphia. You know, this is beautiful weather.
Rains all the time.
Yeah, and but he said, it's raining.
Yeah.
Like Southern California, we're weather sissies.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And we've lived here. You've lived here your whole
life.
I've
been here since 1960s. I came from, my mom lived in Kentucky. And
but you were a little kid.
Oh, yeah, I was a little kid. But
same.
I
I've been here my entire life. And it's just like, come on. We have the gift.
This is beautiful weather. I mean,
and
come
you
on,
know what else we have?
What do we have?
The internet.
Yes, we do.
And you can listen to the Safer Money Solutions show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. You got Ron Grant anywhere you want him. If you're in Barcelona, you can listen to Ron Grant anywhere.
Yeah.
And you just get him on your listening device. Could be your phone, could be a computer at home, whatever it is.
There you go.
Grab Ron Grant that way. And if you like listening and you also like reading, this is a relatively new thing you're doing. You got a book on your site.
I've had the book for a while, and I kind of brought it up a little bit, maybe about a year or so ago. But I really like to focus on the book now because people either have already retired or are getting ready to retire. And the book is 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And you don't even have to download it if you don't want. You could just read it online if you want to do that. But there's a one-minute video there that you should take a peek at. And then take a look at the book and download it if you want. If you go to my main site, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And over to the far right, there's a little button that you can click on. It says, I want income for life.com. You click under that, and there's the book, and there's the 1 minute video. So take a look at it. I mean, it's a good book, but you know, the nice thing about it is it might give you some tips that you might not have thought about. And you know, knowledge is power. We talk about that. My dad always said that when I was growing up. Knowledge is power. Make sure that you educate yourself, and it's going to be in your benefit. So go to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com. There's also some third-party educational information there, some great stuff, some videos there. Top of the page next to my picture on the microphone, there's in red, if you own a 401k or 403b, click on here. That's the 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes, and that's talking about the 401k recession. I don't own one of those, and I was devastated when I saw it. If you own a 401k or a 403b, you should be checking that out. Unfortunately, those are true facts, and it's not pretty, but you want to take a peek at it. Then there's a little 4-minute video on the front page there, maybe middle way down. It talks about, it's kind of a cartoonish version. It talks about how the financial planners and stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job in helping you in retirement. And then we've got some email testimonials. We've got some call-in testimonials from the radio. It's a good site. It's great educational. Take a look at it. You can also send me an email from there, or you can call me, 805-660-1313.
And that's Ron Grant. Get him right there. Hey, go to the website, hear his show, and grab the book. Lots of ways to get information and knowledge from the show. Because that's what it's all about.
That's it.
Get a pencil, get something to write with, write on, and you'll be able to take some notes. Coming up, we're back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I've done this show with you for 9 years, going on 10.
Yeah.
But you have done this work for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go back to the first days of you doing this, back in the Wayback Machine.
Way back when.
How did you get started helping people with Safer Money?
Well, it is a long story, but we do have some time. So basically what happened was is I used to be in the mortgage business. I used to own a mortgage company, First and Second Trust Deeds. It was Camarillo Mortgage. I'm past president of the Camarillo Chamber. I used to sit on a bunch of nonprofit boards and stuff. My dad had a stroke. They found my dad laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days. He lived in Newhall. He used to work for Litton Data Systems. He was a sheet metal engineer. And he retired, bought himself a Honda Accord, and he was doing a little traveling. His house was paid for. His car was paid for. He got a pension and Social Security. I mean, my dad wasn't living high on the hog, but he was comfortable. And the neighbor across the street didn't see the blinds go back and forth for several days. And usually my dad told, and his name was Mr. Gump. He told Mr. Gump that when he was leaving. Well, Mr. Gump didn't get that message from my dad. So he called the sheriff. Sheriff came in and looked down in the window, the kitchen window, and saw a body laying there. And, of course, that was my dad. And they took the door jamb right off. I mean, they busted right through there. In fact, they left a note, sorry we broke your door. And they just set the door there, you know. So had to have somebody come out and get this door taken care of with locks and stuff. But they took my dad to the hospital. And the doctor said, you know, your dad could live a day. He could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 8 years in a nursing home. And it was pretty hard to deal with for quite a while because my dad like I said, he worked all his life. He amassed some money. wasn't wealthy, but he was comfortable. And we started going through his money. You know, we went through the cash first, and then we sold the brand new car, and then we had to sell the house. And then he went on a product called Medi-Cal. It's Medicaid in other states, Medi-Cal here. And he was allowed to keep his pension and his Social Security. Well, he wasn't allowed to keep it, but he was allowed to keep $35 from it. What they do is they total the two. They total the pension, they total Social Security, and then back out $35. And that's what he was allowed to keep for his personal needs. Otherwise, the money had to go to the state to cover his care. And of course, you know, we took care of his whatever he needed, his clothes, his needs. You know, we bought a lot of socks for him and different things in there, which, by the way, always got stolen, even though his name was on them. It was crazy. So we started him out in Glenwood on C Street in Oxnard, and he wasn't happy there. Moved him over here to Victoria Care. And unfortunately, that's where he passed about 8 years. I couldn't help my dad, so I tried to help everybody else. My dad had car insurance, he had fire insurance, he had life insurance, he had health insurance, he had earthquake insurance. But my father did not have long-term care insurance. And we know that long-term care is the only thing that could totally wipe out your assets and take away your freedom because it can go on and on and on. You know, like I said, my dad was in 8 years. Some people are in for 20 years. Some people are in for 2 years. It depends. Average man needs care about 3.5 years. Average woman, about 4. And of course, my dad needed care for about 8. And it was sad to see my dad go through this because he was a pretty active guy. He was paralyzed on the left side. They actually had to cut his tendon on his arm and bring it down so they could get his shirt on and off. So I did the research, and I found a company called Amex Life, which then I guess merged with GE, and then it was GE Capital, and then it was Genworth, and now it's Genworth Financial. And I got educated with them, and then I went and got my insurance license because, like I said, my dad had every other type of insurance. I couldn't figure out why he didn't have long-term care insurance. And most people even today think that Medicare is going to pick up their long-term care costs, and it doesn't. It pays for less than 5%, and it must be skilled care. So I started helping people with long-term care insurance, and it was great because I was protecting their assets. I was giving them freedom to choose where to get care. You know, I have a policy. My daughters aren't going to change my diapers. If I want to stay home, I can. If I want to go to assisted care or residential care or even move in with my daughters, but won't tax them physically or financially. The policy will pay for that. And that's just being prudent as a parent, in my opinion. So I started helping everybody, and it was great. And then towards the end of 07, maybe beginning of 08, I realized that all the people that I had helped with long-term care insurance to protect their assets, protect what they worked hard for, so they didn't have to spend down like my dad did, well, they were still in risk. Now, what do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, real estate trusts, REITs. These are things, gas, oil, these are things that could eat up your principal very quickly, and you're paying fees and all this stuff. And so all the information that I talk about on my show, all the years that I did dinners and lunches, that's what I've done for my own money. You know, I don't just talk the talk, but I walk the walk. I own three of these. I own one fixed and two indexed. And I could put my money anywhere I want. That's for my retirement money. Now, I have some play money set aside, about $1,200, and I bought some cannabis stock. It's a company out of Israel. They're doing cancer research with cannabis. And I thought, you know what? A lot of the states are starting to approve cannabis. You know, maybe this is going to take off. I don't know. But that's not my money I have to live on. That's not my dignity money. That's not the money I go to work every day and try to protect. That was some play money. And usually my play money, I play with my cars, my classic cars and stuff. I buy them, I flip them, I drive them, I have a good time. So I wasn't able to help my dad, so I tried to help everybody else. And I did. And then, and again, end of 07, beginning of 08, this is what happened. I started helping people move that money that I'd already helped protect with long-term care insurance out of the Wall Street casino, where they can't lose the principal, they can't lose the gain, they get a reasonable range of return, they also can get a guaranteed lifetime income. And the nice thing about it is money placed in a fixed indexed annuity grows three ways. The tax deferred, we're earning triple compounding interest until it's withdrawn. First of all, we're getting interest on the principal. Second of all, we're getting interest on the interest. And third of all, we're getting interest on the tax saved. And what does that mean? Well, for instance, if you had just sold your house yesterday and you have $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, whatever you have, and you'd like to make it safer, that's what we call non-qualified money, okay? Qualified money means you haven't paid the taxes on it yet. So we take, and let's just take $50,000 for an example, and we move it over to a good fixed indexed annuity. You also take $50,000 and you buy some mutual funds and some stocks and maybe some bonds. At the end of the year, the stocks, the bonds, and the mutual funds, they are going to send you a 1099. And you are going to pay taxes on that money that you made for the year in those stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. However, my product, the fixed indexed annuity, you won't pay any taxes on any gains that you got. So you're now making more money. Your money's working harder for you, and you're making more money because you're not paying taxes on that money that you earned. You will pay taxes when you take it out, and it's going to be just like the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. It's going to be on the interest that you earned, the gains that you earned. That's what you're going to be paying. So it's a safe product. It's been around a long time. I think they've been around about 29 years for the fixed index annuity. Annuity's been around since 1740. It's a long time. It was set up for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for the retirement. And, you know, I know the brokers and the financial planners don't like them. You know, doesn't make fees for them. You know, they think that, oh, my God, I'm the devil. You know, don't listen to that guy. You know, indexed annuities. No, no, no. But you know what? Last year, 2018. Well, let me digress. 2017. There's 300 of us throughout the United States in a marketing group out of Kansas. They're called marketing organizations. They work with the carriers, and they work with the agents like myself. In 2017, the 300 of us took $5.5 billion out of Wall Street and put it in indexed annuities. But you know what we did last year? We did $6.7 billion. out of Wall Street and put them in good fixed indexed annuities. What do you think these people know that you don't know? Some of these people still have some stuff with their financial planner and their stockbroker, but their dignity money, the money that they have to live on. And by the way, let me digress a minute. In the last 2 years, we've noticed a lot of financial planners and stockbrokers are now trying to get one or two of these fixed indexed annuities so they don't have to lose their money to somebody like me. And you know what? They're not the same as what independent agents have, the insurance agents have. We have a lot of the top products. I deal with the top 4 to 6 products each and every day. Some of those agents don't even know about those products. I live and breathe safer money. That's what I do. That's what I've done for my money. That's what I do for my clients' money. You know, I'm in the top 5% of the nation of income of annuity producers throughout there because this is what I focus on day in and day out. And I have all the top companies that I can help people with. And you know what? I get paid if I help you with a product, a service, or an account. And it comes out of the insurance company's money, just like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, that type of thing. So if I can help you do what I've done for my own money and do what I do for the clients, let me know. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you.
One thing that depletes your cash when you get older is healthcare costs.
Oh, God. Yes.
So what do people do to avoid that? Even if you have a stack of cash, it seems like you can burn through that very, very quickly. So what's your recommendation on that? And why shouldn't they rely when the people think, oh, no, I got money and I got Medicare. So what's your suggestion to make sure you're safe?
Well, as I said earlier, people, they're under a misconception. They think that Medicare is going to pick up their long-term care costs, and it just doesn't. Medicare only picks up skilled care, and skilled means you're deemed to get better. And 95% of the people that need care are getting in facilities are getting custodial care. But how to avoid healthcare costs from depleting your retirement nest egg? You know, there are many milestone ages in our life, and most people look forward to them. As a teenager, young adult, most people look forward to driving, right? Legally, that is. As well as consuming alcohol legally. As you grow older, more triggering events occur at certain ages. You know, now let's fast forward closer to retirement category, especially at age 65. This is where you reach a very important milestone. You become eligible for Medicare. You know, it's funny. Let me digress a minute. When I got on Medicare, I got the colonoscopy that I needed, and they give you the first one free. I thought that was kind of cool because it's expensive to do that. And my doctor said, nope, Medicare picks up the first one. And I thought, that is pretty cool. You know, before I had Medicare, before Obamacare came in, you know, I had great medical care through Health Net. And it was like $260 a month. And then Obamacare came in, and it was $660 a month. And it was terrible care. So I was very, very happy when I got on Medicare. So Medicare, in most cases, that people become eligible, it's really a great program. And you know what? I also have a Medicare supplement, which I think is important. So that's the situation. What exactly is Medicare and what does it cover? We're going to talk about. What are the differences between the Medicare parts A, B, C, and D? I think a lot of people need to know that. What are the differences between the Medigap and the Medicare Advantage plans? Does Medicare cover everything? If not, what doesn't it cover? And what are the differences between deductible company insurance? And does Medicare cover long-term care expenses? You know, that's what we talked about. You know, today's topic may not be the most exciting one, guys. I understand that. But it's certainly one that you can't overlook. And if you're listening and you have parents and you're not in that age group yet, but your parents are, take notes because you should talk to your parents and you should try to help them with this particular situation, okay? But it's worthwhile. So before we start getting into the ins and the outs of Medicare, we want you to understand that it's important to think about retirement today. This could be another 20 to 30 years more of unemployment. Think about that. You already worked. Now you're retired. You have no more money coming through the pipeline, so to speak. Okay. And as Ben said, healthcare is a biggie here. I mean, it can eat up your retirement very, very quickly. So according to various surveys that have been conducted with regard in retirement, one of the largest fears that retirees have is healthcare expenses. about wiping out their nest egg. And I can tell you this, that if your nest egg is in the Wall Street casino, it's not guaranteed, it's not locked in, you even have a bigger problem. Okay? That's my opinion. We don't want you to overlook this when you're doing the retirement planning process. Okay? You most certainly shouldn't overlook this in retirement. This is important. Okay, so whether you are 10 years from age 65 or 10 years past 65, we encourage you to listen to closely today's topic because we want to try to help you. So let's deal with the Medicare basics first of all. This is the important stuff. Let's go. We're going to start off today. Medicare is a federal health insurance program for people who reach the age of 65 or older, or certain people that may qualify because of disability or other special situation. It helps millions of Americans and seniors and disabled individuals cover some but not all of their health care costs. Regardless of the age that you retire, you'll become eligible for Medicare when you turn 65, and you can sign up 3 months before your birthday. The month of your birthday and 3 months after, that's a 7-month period. Medicare plans are separated into multiple parts. Part A, this covers the hospital, skilled care nursing, hospice, and some home health care. This part is free, or if your spouse has at least 10 years of Social Security work history. If neither of you have 10 years of Social Security work history, it can cost up to $413 a month. Your premium amount will be determined on how many Social Security work credits you have. Part B, this covers the doctor visits, preventative care, outpatient care, and hospitals, and some home health care. In 2018, Part B averaged $134 a month for most Medicare recipients whose income was $85,000 or less, $170,000 for couples. For those whose annual income exceeded $214,000 annually or $428,000 for couples, their monthly premium could be as high as $428,000 for Part B. Part C is also known as the Medicare Advantage Plan. Okay? We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth in a minute. Part D, this covers prescription drugs, which is not included. Make sure you listen now. Not included in Part A or B. If you have a lot of drugs, you might want to look at Part D. Okay, the monthly premium on 2018 averaged around $3,350 for Part D, and that's really cheap. If you've got on a bunch of meds, that's not really bad. What Medicare may not cover. So now that we understand the basics parts of Medicare, let's discuss what Medicare may not cover. We believe this is an important part to discuss since many of the individuals and their retirees often think having Medicare will cover all of their health care expenses in retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, it does not. Never has, never will. So let's jump in and let's talk about it. Number one on the hit parade, long-term care. That's non-medical care. Long-term care includes nursing home, home health care aides, and more. One of the largest potential expenses in retirement that could deplete your nest egg. 2017 Genworth study, the average private nursing home was $97,000 a year, while assisted living facility was about $45,000. That's about right here on the coast. If you go down to Tennessee, it's probably a little bit cheaper. If you go to New York, it's going to be a little bit higher. Okay. Original Medicare does not cover long-term non-medical care, often referred to as custodial care. Most health insurance plans do not cover long-term custodial care, with the exception of Medicaid, where it may be covered. Two primary ways to protect yourself from long-term care expenses would be to purchase a traditional long-term care insurance policy, or what's called a parked money one. You can put some money in, you get a life policy, you get a long-term care policy. If you have that money to do that, you've got to put up money up front to do that versus the traditional long-term care plan. Prescription drugs. Medicare Part B can cover some prescription medications, but not all. Medicines are covered under Part B, okay, but may be covered under Part D, as in dog, which may be purchased separately by a private insurer. Some Medicare Advantage plans, however, may include Part D prescription drugs, but not all. Deductibles and co-pays and co-insurance. Although Part A and Part B cover various hospital and doctor services, they still leave you responsible for deductibles, co-payments, or co-insurance. Each plan has a different variation, but it's important to understand that Medicare is not going to cover everything. It just can't. Some dental care. Medicare does not cover routine dental visits, teeth cleanings, filling, dentures, most tooth extractions. Some Medicare Advantage plans can offer dental coverage. You may want to buy dental insurance separately. How about hearing aids? Like dental care above, Medicare does not cover hearing exams, hearing aids, or exams for fitting hearing aids. Routine vision care. If you have diabetes or another chronic condition, Original Medicare may cover annual eye exams. However, if you do not have a chronic condition, many routine eye exams or new eyeglasses will not be covered. Medical expenses while traveling overseas. This is important. Listen up for you travelers. Typical Original Medicare does not cover the care you will receive while traveling outside the United States, except in very limited circumstances. Certain supplements may allow for this, but we'll discuss that a bit more. Impact of healthcare costs. As you can see, there are many things that Medicare may not cover. We need to be prepared for this. Understand that Medicare will not solve all your problems because people are living longer. Healthcare inflation continues to outpace the rate of general inflation. The average retirement age being 62 for most Americans, leaving 3 years prior to being eligible to enroll in Medicare. So you may be asking yourself, how much should you plan to pay for healthcare costs once you retire? Well, according to the Fidelity Retire Healthcare Cost Estimate, an average retired couple, 65, in 2018, may need approximately $280,000 saved to cover their healthcare expenses in retirement. I can't stress this enough to you, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't call me for it, call somebody, but you need to look at long-term care insurance. I have seen people like my dad that wiped out everything they worked for all their lives. And it can happen. It does happen each and every day. I hope you've got that plan for. It's a lot of expense. And if you don't have that kind of money set aside and your money's in Wall Street Casino to boot, you could be in big trouble. Let's talk about the Medicare supplement plans called Medigap. Deductibles, co-pays, and co-insurances are all three parts of Medicare that come out of your pocket. Each one differentiates it on its own. But the bottom line is that the money, it's out of your pocket. Okay, that's where it's going to come from. When people think about these things, they think that they don't pay a significant role in expenses. But absolutely. Can you become seriously ill? Yes. And if you do become seriously ill, you can have a tremendous out-of-pocket expenses that Medicare won't cover. For that reason, it may be to your best interest to either look at a Medicare supplement plan or Medicare Advantage plan to help you better understand. That's what it is, because they can be expensive. You don't want to do that. You want to have yourself covered. Medicare Advantage plans. A Medicare Advantage plan is also known as Medicare Part C. Instead of paying for Medicare Parts A, B, and D, a person would enroll through a private insurance company that covers most parts of A, B, and D, as well as some other possible services. The recipient would pay the Medicare Advantage premium as well as the Part B premium in most cases. These plans are similar to private health insurance, offering services such as office visits, lab work, surgery, and many other typical after copay. Depending on where you live, this plan could offer HMO and PPO network plans and place a yearly limit on a total out-of-pocket expenses. Okay? That's the situation what you got. So the key differences between Medicare supplement plans, Medigap, and Medicare Advantage. Cost. Medicare supplement plans usually have a higher monthly premium, but this is likely to result in a lower out-of-pocket expense than Medicare Advantage plans. Choice. Medicare Advantage plans generally limit you to doctors and facilities within the HMO or PPO network. They may or may not cover any out-of-network care. On the other hand, traditional Medicare and Medicare supplement plans cover you if you go to any doctor or facility that accepts Medicare. That's important. Okay, that's what you got to do. You know, we've thrown a lot of stuff out at you this morning, and we hope that you're able to take away some of the important parts. One of the key things I want to get across today is that Medicare will not cover all your expenses in retirement. Yes, it will help you, but you still have many costs that will not cover. Another point is we want to get across this morning is considering someone to supplement Medicare, whether it's a Medicare supplement plan or Medicare Advantage plan. And the final, very important that we want to bring up is that you want to get a long-term care plan in place. You don't have to buy a huge plan. Buy something that will take maybe the big bulk of the hit, and then you can, if you have some cash, you can co-insure something yourself. That's important. Not everybody needs a lifetime plan. You can get a 2 or 3 year plan, and that's 2 or 3 years from when you need it, not from when you buy it. But it's important to work with somebody that understands these. You know, I used to write 40 to 50 policies a month of long-term care in the heyday of long-term care insurance. And I know it's expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than digging into your pocket. You think about this. If you could spend, you and your spouse had premiums of, say, $6,000 or $7,000 a year that covered you up for $200,000 or $300,000 a piece versus spending the money out of your pocket the first year you needed care, you're going to spend $90-some thousand out of your pocket? You've transferred the risk on car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, but you haven't done that yet with long-term care insurance. So if you need some more help on this, and you want to put that money in a safer place, because I got to tell you something. If you don't have long-term care insurance and you've got your money in the Wall Street casino, you got a double hit against you already. Because if you have to take money out to pay for your long-term care costs and the market goes down, what are you going to have to give up to live? Maybe food, maybe your house payment, maybe a car payment. Who knows? You need to have these important things protected. See, my clients and I sleep at night knowing that our money is protected, safe, backed by major insurance companies where we can't lose the principal, we can't lose the gains, we get a reasonable range of return, and the most important thing that I can help you with is no loss of principal, no loss of gains, but I can give you a guaranteed lifetime income through the insurance companies that you can't outlive. Wall Street can't say that to you. They can help you with an income, but they can't guarantee it. I can guarantee it through the insurance companies. And that's the and those are the top companies that I work with. And that's what I can do to help you. So if that's important to you, either long-term care or hoping you keep that money safer, please give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
It's that easy. Call Ron Grant. And the other thing you got to do is take a look, see at who you're dealing with. And this is a question that's come up a lot through the years that we've been on the air, Ron, over the 9 years. And people seem to forget every once in a while. There's a few people out there that have an absolute, okay, I'll sign it, but they didn't do what?
Yeah.
They didn't check the person out. And we've had news stories over the, even this year, we've had a few of them. Why is that so important to take a look, see at who is going to be dealing with your savings and your hard-earned money?
Well, first of all, whether they're touching your money or whether they're building a room under your house or whether they're working on your car, you should check people out. If you're going to spend money with them or you're going to let them entrust their vehicle or home to them, you want to know who they are. I think it's important. I can't tell you how many times that I've seen this in the past where a financial planner, a stockbroker, an insurance agent, maybe has lost the ability for maybe a short period of time or maybe forever with whatever happened. I don't get into whatever happened. That's their business. But it means that you as the consumer who has your money with them might not be able to use them for either a period of time or ever. So why don't you check them out twice a year? I mean, it's real simple. If it's a stockbroker financial planner, you go on FINRA.org and if it's a light insurance agent like myself, you go on the California Department of Insurance. If you go to my website, and I've made this all really easy for you. If you go to my website, safermoneyspecialist.com, and you go up top, there's some buttons up there. And one of the buttons is ways to check out Ronald Grant. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. And I think, you know, I'm a consumer too. If I'm going to do business with somebody, I'd like to know what their mission statement is and their philosophy. Maybe they don't have the same philosophy I have in business. Maybe I shouldn't be dealing with that person. The second thing you're going to see is a short bio on myself. my daughters. You know, Ricky, my oldest daughter, works with me part-time. I've been past president of the chamber in Camarillo. I've sat on nonprofit boards. I used to be on Tony Strickland's, Assemblyman Strickland's insurance committee here in Ventura County. I'm a past Rotarian. These are some things that you can take a look at. And then the last page is ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way is through the California Department of Insurance. There's a bullet point by bullet point way there that you can check me out. My license number is there. You can submit a query. Now, what are you going to find when you get the page pulled up? You're going to see, have there been any complaints by consumers? That's you guys. And if so, how were they handled? Then you're going to see, has the state of California Department of Insurance ever had to reprimand me for something? And you're going to see how that turned out. Then you're going to see the companies that I'm appointed with to help you. I have all the top companies out there. A lot of the agents don't even know the top companies out there. And you know what? If there's a company that I'm not appointed with to help you, all I have to do is fill the paperwork out. They'll do the criminal background check, the credit background check. Boom, within 3 or 4 days, I have a writing number that I can write that company for you. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I help a lot of people each and every year move millions out of Wall Street into safety. And the nice thing about it is I don't work for a company. A lot of the guys and gals out there work for a company. They get their cell phone paid. They get their health care paid. They get a desk. So they're loyal to that company for pushing those products. I have no loyalty to any company. My loyalty is to my client. I have to be appointed with companies to help you. And if you work with me, I'm going to get paid from the insurance company if I help you with a product, a service, or an account. And it comes out of their budget, not yours. The next thing you're going to see is my license current? That's important. I'm legally current to do business in the state of California. I'm licensed in multiple states, but we're talking about California. You're going to see my continuing education courses are up to date. These are important. Then below that, on that page, you're going to see the National Ethics Association, the NEA. They've done their due diligence. So you can call them. The 800 number's there. Their website's there. You can type in my last name and then verify the ethics net member and check me out that way. I highly recommend if you think you want to do business with me, check me out first. I tell everybody that. You know, when you come to my dinners when I did them or lunches, check me out. In fact, I give you that sheet of paper so you can follow it to the T. But if you go on my website, it's right there for you. And I think you should be checking your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent out at least twice a year because things change. And boy, I hope it's not something that costs you money because you didn't do your due diligence. Where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. You need to do your own due diligence. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
That's right. You got to hold tough. You know how I found out my insurance broker retired?
No.
My policies went out.
They lapsed?
They lapsed.
Oh, my God.
And I was saved by somebody.
Oh,
They bridged it. But the 2 days, if I got in a car accident, I wouldn't have been covered.
Oh, no.
And this person found out, and they saved me.
That's criminal.
Person, I was 23 when I started with this
That was
person.
A long time.
Oh, you betcha.
Was you at 103
37,
now?
37, 60, whatever.
Yeah.
So 50, carry the 3 across times 7.
40 years.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
about 40 years.
Gone.
Wow, you are lucky, man.
Yeah, very lucky.
Now, that's criminal.
Yeah.
That's criminal.
I kept my eye off the ball, but I didn't check. And like you said, just everyone's wrong. Hey, how's everything going? And I didn't do it. And my two auto policies had lapsed.
Yeah, that's
two cars.
That's not right.
So you got to be careful out there, folks. This is good advice. Ron Grant back in just 60 seconds here.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
And we are here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Beautiful days coming our way. We got car shows.
Gorgeous.
We'll probably be able to escape from here. Right before we get done with the show, we will talk about a few of the car shows.
Yep.
So people know what's going on
in
the world of car shows because there is a bunch of them. Brokers, all these people out there, financial planners, whoever they are, when they talk about diversification, it sounds great to me.
Yeah.
What's the difference between their diversification and your diversification?
Well, it's a big difference because when they talk about diversification, they're talking about just different pots of risk. And I'll give you this example. December, before Christmas, many years ago, 200 people in the room doing a workshop. And I'm starting to talk about some of the programs. This lady gets up. I think she's going to the bathroom. She goes to the back, and I see her talking to Michael. Michael was my appointment sitter at the time. And she said, you know, Michael, I got to know that I can take care of myself. I got to know that my money is going to last and that I'm not going to lose anything or not have to sell my home. So I need to see Ron first thing in the morning. And so Michael pulls out the appointment book, and he says, well, you know, Ron's got an appointment at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and noon. So she says, well, get him up earlier. True story. Drive to her house, 8 a.m. Nicest lady you want to meet. She's got a wood case door with an opaque, whatever you want to call it, glass. It's like a frosty white glass. And all of us see, I see this big, kind of big woolly thing coming to the door. She opens it up. She's got wearing a big white robe with pink bunny slippers. And she directs me to the first door to the left, and that's her kitchen. And there's a really nice counter there. And she's got all these files on the counter. And I said, you know, you look a little tired. She says, you know, Ron, she says, I was so upset yesterday. She says, I got to know that I can take care of myself. I appreciate you coming early. I'm very upset that my money, I could outlive my money, that I got problems. And I said, well, let me see what you got. Before my butt hit the seat, she says, now, Mr. Grant, I want to let you know my broker's got me diversified. I said, okay, well, let me take a look at it. And so I took a piece of paper and I started writing down the different accounts that she had. I added them up. She had about 12 different pots of risk. Now, I get this every day and I meet with 4 to 5 new people all the time. I'm just in low risk. Or the 401k company helped me and I'm just in medium risk because I'm only 47. I'm just in medium risk. Guys and gals, I got to tell you, I don't care if it's low risk, medium risk, or high risk. Risk is risk. You can call it anything you want, but it's still risk. You can sugarcoat it and candy coat it, whatever you want to do. True class diversification is what you should be having to protect yourself. Real estate, liquid money. I'm talking money within two days that you can get liquefied. Metals, that's gold, silver, platinum, to hedge against the inflation, and a good indexed annuity where you're safe. Can't lose the principal. Can't lose the gains. You know, back in 08 when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got zeros. A lot of people lost a lot of money. We didn't. We got zeros. And a zero is always better than a loss. You know, I always talk about this little example. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building. And this is back in 08, 09. And you're in a good indexed annuity. And your friend is in Wall Street with his 401k or her 401k. When the market tanked, your friend goes all the way to the basement via the express elevator. You, however, stay right on the fifth floor. As the market's coming back, you're headed up to the sixth and the seventh and the eighth floor. Your friend has to come all the way back to the fifth floor just to break even. I don't like that. I'm not in this to break even. I'm in this to have my retirement fully funded and that I can live on my money without having to move in with my kids or sell my home or do anything else. So when you talk to the brokers and they tell you that you're diversified, you're not. You're just in different pots of risk. That's my opinion. I think you should be true class diversification. So if that's something that you would like for some of your money, please give me a call, 805-660-1313.
You know, this hour has flown by. We have Will, and we also have Chick-fil-A.
Oh, we're going to do Will next?
Let's do Will now, can we?
Hey, good morning, Will.
Good morning, Ron. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, bud. How's your Saturday going?
Going wonderful. Beautiful.
All right. Hey, it's gorgeous outside, man. That's why we live here. That's why we pay the big bucks.
That's right. That's the only reason why I came to California,
because
of the weather.
That's it. The weather draws everyone. If you haven't heard of Will Hart, he's my metal man. He does my gold, my silver, my platinum. He's helped me with my IRA. I have the gold coins in increments, which is nice in there. Let's talk a little bit about hedge against inflation, because I just got off talking about the true class diversification. So why should we really be looking to hedge against inflation?
Yeah, well, obviously, every article I'm reading now is talking about Russia, China dumping U.S. dollars and hoarding gold. They're doing it because the dollar is a fiat currency that is being manipulated, meaning they're printing money like the monopoly company. And so our dollar is losing value. Wherever you have it hidden, it doesn't matter. The dollar buys less. So the example I believe given is 100 years ago, 1 ounce of gold was worth $20. $20 or 1 ounce gold coin, a woman could buy a beautiful gown or a man could buy a finely tailored suit. You fast forward to today, and $20 is not going to buy you anything. But that 1 ounce of gold, which has a value of $1,300, is going to buy a woman a beautiful gown and a man a finely tailored suit. So that's why you want to make sure you have a diversification in your portfolio with physical commodities to help offset that dollar devaluation.
Yeah, it's important. True class diversification is always the way to go. All the top intelligent people out there that make a lot of money, like Buffett and all these guys, Bloomberg, they all have true class diversification, and that's important. Let's talk about the difference between the paper gold that the brokers and the financial planners sell versus holding on to physical gold and silver, like the bars and the coins that we can put in our safety deposit box or our gun safe.
Absolutely. So again, most brokers out there, they do not have the ability to be able to offer physical gold to their clients. So they're left with having to offer them paper gold. The difference is paper gold is generally a leveraged account. So you'll have $1 million of gold sitting in a vault, and they'll leverage that 400 to 500 times its value. You think, oh, that what does it matter? Well, it matters when the market crashes, which it will. It's guaranteed to do that. The market doesn't just keep going up. Eventually, there's a reset, and there's a lot of talk that that reset's going to happen soon. And so when that does happen, the principals will reach in, grab their shares, leaving you with an empty vault. And you don't want to be in that situation if you don't have to be. Have the real McCoy in your portfolio.
Yeah, I think that's important. That's what I was talking about earlier. You deal with independents. Don't deal with captive agents, because they're going to push what they've got.
Correct.
So type of thing. Listen, Will, we got to run. We're running late today. But if you would like gold, silver, platinum in your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. Will has helped me and my clients, and I'll help have him help you too. Have a good rest of your weekend, buddy.
You too. Take care.
Take care.
If I want to be truly diversified, I need Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
How about if we get out of here with Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now. We're going to do it. Chick-fil-A, go to your whatever you send an email in, and in the subject line, write the word chicken. I'm going to send two cards to two people, whoever the first two people that qualify. I need your name, your address, your phone number. I need to give that to Robert. Robert owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. Those are his requirements. Plus, I need the address so I can mail them out on Monday. Do it right now. First two people that I get them, I'm going to send two cards to them, and we're going to have it, and it'll be nice.
Let's make it happen. Give me one car show, then we'll leave.
Tonight, you got B&J Drive-In, 1323 LA Avenue, from 3 to 7. Get out there. Remember to bring an Easter basket for them, because they're helping kids. Let's everyone have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another, please.
Hi, it's Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Did you know that many hardworking people today are setting aside money for retirement? But most of them may be making a huge mistake. Not only are there major risks in traditional retirement approach, but what many people don't realize is
that it may not be the amount of money that they're saving for retirement, but where they're saving it at that matters the most. Call me now, 805-660-1313. If you'd like to protect your hard-earned money, pay no fees, and receive a lifetime income, then call me, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. Stop paying your stockbroker or financial planner fees that eat up your returns, and stop risking your principal and any gains you already earned. Call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.